Having a large telescope, as I said before, helps you see faint things very close to bright stars. But that doesn't solve the problem entirely. If the large telescope is sitting on the Earth, then you have to see through the atmosphere, and the atmosphere is constantly changing. As the atmosphere changes, there are subtle and slight changes in the index of refraction of the air, which causes the star to sort of dance around on the sky. The faint planet that you're trying to observe is dancing with it, and so that tends to blur out any image and decrease your ability to resolve it and simply detect it, detect light from it. So to correct for that, we use something called adaptive optics, which takes part of the light that you're trying to use to make a discovery or analyze a previously known planet, and uses it to determine how far away from a perfect image the starlight is, and figures out a correction that can be applied to a deformable mirror, a small deformable mirror, that turns something that looks a bit like a Pringles potato chip into something that's flat. The light that's coming from your signal, from your star, should be relatively flat, but it's all distorted because of the Earth's atmosphere, and this deformable mirror flattens it out and corrects for it. So that has to be done very rapidly because the conditions change, and it's many, many, many times per second are the corrections are applied.